game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast, man. Slim, that's the last time I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, no, it was it got me a little there. I wasn't quite ready for it.
You weren't ready for the last welcome for the man with no regard for human life. Our intro,
the music was great from the beginning.
That held up. Maybe my new career should be in sound mixing. That intro was the tits.
Yeah, it was on fleek. Yeah, okay.
We are no longer doing this podcast because we are really cool people. And we are gonna... I'm sure... I don't know, maybe there's some listeners out there that listen to the podcast and don't read the site... So I guess I should address that. I am leaving Razzball. This is actually the last Razzball thing I am doing. And I am setting sail to a non-fantasy writing future. I don't really know exactly what all that's going to be. But, you know, Slim and I both do this as a hobby. As a second job, if you will. And both of us are doing way too much stuff now.
Yeah, there's second jobs and third jobs have kind of taken over.
Yeah, well, Slim is becoming a professional golfer.
Eventually.
I mean, when Slim is like telling me, "Oh, I picked up golf," and I'm like, "Oh, that was like a real weird patronizing voice." I gotta go back to another thing. I am actually drinking during this podcast. Something I've maybe done once. Slim used to have those Coronas during the podcast.
Yeah, year one. Man, there might not be a sober podcast year one.
I know. Oh, yeah, if you're expecting basketball, this is our sign-off, have a last couple drink with us kind of podcast. This isn't going to be too much basketball related. So if you liked us only for basketball and not us for us, you could just say, okay, they're done with basketball and hang up.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there'll be a Gary Harris reference in there somewhere.
Oh, we'll work Gary Harrison, don't you worry. That's going to be more in the which players are we going to end up having relationships with section. We need to be pretty drunk for that part.
Speak for yourself. I mean, it's Gary Harris we're talking about.
Y'all ready for this?
So we did this show for 3 years, right? 3 full years? Or was it 4 years?
This is 3.
Yeah, I think it was 3 full years. I guess we can pull back the curtain a little bit. The first year I was working nights, so we did the podcast at like 2 p.m. That was
perfect for me.
Yeah, it was good for me too because I'm more of a morning person. I was up for an hour or two. We do the podcast, and then I'd be able to edit it in a nice lazy afternoon. Working nights was actually pretty good, except for it makes your digestional system freak out.
Right. Besides the whole working and at night part.
Yeah, that's true. I hit a deer at 3 a.m. coming home once.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I told you that.
I thought the car survived.
Yeah, the car did survive. It took like $1,500 worth of damage, but insurance paid for it. It's whatever. Then year two, we did this at 6 a.m. Did we do it twice? We only did it twice a week then, right?
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yep.
There were times I wasn't awake for more than 5 minutes before doing that.
Oh, same here. My alarm went off at 6 and we'd start at like 6:10. What the fuck were we thinking? I don't care. This could be an R-rated episode. The MPAA can come after me. I'm out of here after this.
Oh, they'll still collect their back fines.
So yeah, that was interesting. And then this year, I have to try to work an 8. I'm now 9-to-5 employee, so now I try to work an 8-to-4, and then have to rush.
I pretty much said I'm not doing mornings anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't upset at that. I didn't really want to either. So then I have to rush in horrible traffic commute. And anyway, that's, you know, your normal working a main job with an hour commute each way due to traffic. And I don't know, you get a new puppy. You want to just, it just becomes a little overwhelming to run a whole side of a sport on a sports website, at least the way I want to run it. I didn't want to, you know, be the editor and just half-ass it, you know?
So. Yeah, well, when you were editor at night, you could do those daily notes while you worked.
Oh, yeah. I worked by myself. The work I had to do was mainly surrounded around, like, 2 hours of needing to pay real close attention to something, but the rest was just preparation and getting stuff done. So I could watch basketball, get the notes done. I would get the notes done before I went to sleep. To do what you have to have a West Coast schedule or a night schedule to do this really well. It's tough to work on the East Coast in a 9-to-5, go to sleep when only the first round of games are ending, and then wake up and do the daily notes as quick as you can.
Yeah, I only filled in maybe 3 or 4 times, maybe.
I remember.
I did one. It was just like, wow, this is taking so long.
I remember when you swore them off. You were at like, because it's hard to filter too. You had like 2,000 words, and we're only halfway through a full slate of games.
Yeah, it's tough. There's you got to write fast for that.
Yeah. Luckily, I'm a morning person, and I like writing, so, I mean, it wasn't too bad, but it's just, it's time to hang them up, sail into the sun, and, cheer Slim, pour one out for our final days. What are we going to talk about on this podcast? We said right before I hit record, I have no idea what we're going to talk about for our final podcast.
Did you really try to sell Kawhi as the name of your dog?
No! Oh, you saw that in the comments? No.
Yeah.
No, that could Kawhi be a girl name?
Yeah,
I don't see why not. Maybe we should have done that.
It'd be a Martian name for all I know.
No, we gotta spell it like it would be like it should be Q apostrophe Y Kawhi.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Spell it that way. She's a girl, Kawhi. No, but she's awesome, and, I don't know, Slim, do you have any questions that you probably already know, but want to ask me on the air, or things that you think the readers would want to know?
Podcast we ever had was, not recorded.
Oh, no, why are you gonna bring that up, Slim? Yeah, I think...
I mean, by far the best ever.
Yeah, I think it was maybe the third podcast I forgot to hit record, or something happened where the record didn't work, or I don't know. Now I know every time. I have it up right now to watch the status of the recording happen in the background, so you know it's recording. Hey, I mean, this was the first podcast I ever did myself. Long time Razzballers, so remember, I co-hosted football with Nick Capozzi. 4 years ago,
the Razzball TV days.
Yeah, I was on baseball maybe once or twice as a fill-in. I don't even remember. Now you're getting way too far to where I don't even remember. And then just kind of on a whim, I was like, "Hey, can basketball do a podcast?" And they were like, "I guess." And here we are today. And apparently, there's still going to be a podcast, even though this was all just kind of our whim, but it's good to see the ripples of the things I've done have to be carried on, I guess. I don't really know how else to put that. But yeah, 4.5 years I was the editor of Razzball Basketball. It's gonna be tough to walk away, but it's gonna be in some good hands. I know the next editor, and I think he's gonna be good for everyone. Don't really know what's gonna happen with the podcast. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, no one's dying.
No. Yeah, we're both going to be around. As I put in my final daily notes, follow me on Twitter, at JB Gilpin. Like I said, I know who the new editor's going to be. I'm going to leave that for the site. He's a good guy, so I may pop into some things here and there, but no promises. Yeah, we'll still be around. Still be kicking.
Yeah, I look forward to a comment out of left field. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh my god. If some of the same readers are around and you throw a comment in all of a sudden in like a November Daily Notes, you're gonna get like, it's gonna be like one of those scenes where like the savior walks through the streets and all the poor kids are like, Slim, and they're like tugging on you and stuff. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. You'll get recognized in the comment streets.
Yeah, in the comment street, in the mean streets of the Razz.
Hey, we had our guy that tried to troll us that one time.
Oh yeah, I actually distinctly remember that. Wasn't that the Kevin Durant thing?
I have no idea. That was a long time ago, but they tried. Boy, yeah. Really got on him.
Yeah. Most people, there was some that was supporting that, what was the phrase they used? It wasn't soft. It wasn't hurt. I don't know. They used some sort of phrase that it was like, oh, JB's hurt or something. I don't know.
And
I was
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember what they said. And I embraced it for like a few weeks.
I can't remember,
it was years ago.
Like frazzled or something.
Oh, that may have been it.
No.
No, it wasn't frazzled, but it's you're on the right path there. See, this is why we can't do basketball anymore. We have lost our memories. Who's in the playoffs right now, Slim?
The Utah Jazz.
That's a good point. Yeah, didn't you said a couple, someone needs to find the podcast where you're like, the Jazz are going to be, you said they'd be in the playoffs in like the next year. I don't know if you said they'd go further.
You know, I tend to be a year early.
But. Yeah. Like, just like your Nurkic. Are you going to take Nurkic over Jokic next year?
Probably.
Are you really?
I like my shot blocking.
You know, I was tweeting with someone who's a Blazers fan. I'm telling this with a Blazers fan who told me this on Twitter and I didn't fact check. So, but I think it sounds like it's true. Did you hear about supposedly what Nurkic's story is, how he got discovered?
Yeah. His dad was a police officer.
Oh, yeah. But his dad beat up 14 dudes by himself. Yeah. And he sent me a picture. And the dude, his dad's like 7 foot, 400 pounds, and his hand is as tall as a beer bottle. And since I have a beer bottle right here, that's like 2.5 of my hands. And I'm not a small dude.
Yeah. I still have the crink in my neck to prove it.
That's a weird phrase to use after my comment. Never mind. So yeah, what else do we want to talk about? I mean, I was going to do this towards the end of the show, but I'm going to go ahead and do it now before I forget. I want to thank all of the writers of the past 4.5 years that have helped the site become what it is. Let's start at the top. Dan A, the guy with the Flava Flav doing the buy sells. He's been awesome. Did those for like 4 years. Adam. Oh, wow.
One of the Toronto guys, eh?
Yeah, one of our several Toronto Raptors contingents. Adam obviously did an awesome job, did some daily notes, did the waiver wired. He was awesome. Peter Kapp did some daily notes, did injuries back in the day. Glad he could help. Pete Nice didn't do any writing lately, but did some did the wing specials. Those were fun, the boards and blocks. I don't know who this Slim is. I'm going through who wrote posts. Slim with 33 posts. Who's that?
Yeah, 33.
I can't.
I don't know. Some, I put a couple numbers down a couple times a year during the off season.
Yeah, it used to be Slim Pickens. That's why your name's Slim.
Yeah. No, those were fun times. I remember writing those little half truth stories.
Fake news stories or. Alternative fact stories. Half truth.
Yeah.
Money Mall Maddie did some awesome work. Not this year, but the year before. Dan B did some DFS stuff. Charlie, appreciate the help from last year. or since 2 years ago. Matt with the 7 ahead this year, he was a big help. JG with the numbers game, and Craig with the dynasty article. All those guys were just, you know, they all wrote for free. What can you say for guys that'll help you run a site and write good content and do it for free just as a passion? So
you're not going to thank the doctor just because he was never in. I mean,
where is the doctor? It was Dr. G, right?
No. He's out curing something somewhere.
Man, we could not retain a good medical staff. We are like the Pelicans.
Oh, no.
We are the Pelicans.
Not both for the Pelicans and me.
So thanks to all those guys for keeping the site fun, and I'm sure there's going to be a fun cast of characters moving forward. Slim, what other memories do we have? I hope everyone's drinking with us. I'm like a beer and a half deep already.
The draft podcast was fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, which draft? The NBA
during
draft?
During the REL draft.
Or the REL live draft.
Bring in a couple people while we're doing it. Somehow still draft at the same time.
Those were fun, but really hard. Because it's like, I want to pay attention to the draft, but I'm also trying to run a podcast.
Well, fortunately, you had no money to spend, so.
That's true. And I, again, will have no money to spend for the REL. Yeah, the REL's will continue on.
Gotta keep Dirk at 22. I get you.
Ugh, F you, Slim. There's no Dirk on my team. Get out of here with that. I'm gonna go younger.
That's not gonna be difficult.
$9 Tyson Chandler's mine. No, I think I traded him. What else we got?
So still gonna have the REL League going on.
Yeah, we will. I think your new editor might join it, so it might still have a part on the site. I don't really know the future of that, but we'll see there. I'm gonna miss the 30-point challenge a lot. Maybe we should still do it somehow. Just we're the only ones playing, and people like follow us on Twitter and can play too or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Twitter's probably the place to do it.
Possibly. Yeah. Someone told me we should start a Facebook group and call it Razfugees.
Okay. Yeah, we do like our puns. I get you.
I thought that was funny. But yeah, the 30-point challenge was a lot of fun. I enjoy Slim never playing in Fantasy Movie League.
I did the first.
You did the first week.
Semester, whatever it is.
There's 20 people in the Razzball group, which I'll have to rename or do something. I don't know. I'll just leave it. But I'm surprised 20 people played because we talked about it forever, and there was like 5 people in it. And then we kind of stopped talking about it as much, and then more people came. So it's like one of those, the less we talk about, the more they're interested. I think that's pretty much sums up our podcast.
Yeah, I debated, you know, listening to like some of the early ones, but I just couldn't do it to myself.
No, yeah.
It'd be bad.
Just you know, bad. Well, whatever happens, I have all of the MP3s saved.
Oh, no.
So I can just troll you with an audio recording of one of them.
We're going to bury them in the ground somewhere.
Pull like an Office Space. And just blow up the hard drive they're on.
Okay, yeah. Play some rap music, give me a baseball bat, sure.
Yeah. I've got all of them saved. Man. Trying to think, like, interviewing Nick Van Exel. I mentioned that in my goodbye notes. That's a high for me. That's really cool.
Yeah, year one, we did an interview almost every week.
Yeah, we interviewed all those, all of the fantasy writers that we followed, Chris Liss. Oh, Andy Behrens was the man. He was so nice.
Yeah. Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher.
The Gutter World guys.
And then they started a podcast the next year. Do you remember that?
I don't know if I want to go as far as call it competition, but, you know, they had their little shindig. I can't hate.
I can't, yeah, that was weird. We interview them for our little podcast, and they're like, you know what, we should do a podcast too.
We have millions of people.
So they did their thing. Yeah, all those Roto World guys came on. Did I say Chris Liss already? I don't know, from Roto Wire. Do you remember that? When I started the interview with Chris Liss, I said Roto World just because I was...
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, wait.
God.
I was like, shit, my bad. I was just talking too fast. Maybe there should be two companies with the same name. Ah!
That was interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be bittersweet to not do ranks anymore. It's cool to have your opinions, and I think we did really good coverage with it. But man, they're taxing on both your time and your brain doing ranks.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to argue with you as much as possible. If nothing else, just to give you another side to think about.
Yeah, that's true. I always loved the, even though I put it in the ranks, I think multiple places, like in the intro and in somewhere in the notes, or like under the chart, that's like, if you see a projection that's way different than the rank, it means Slim either likes or doesn't like the person more than me, and it gives you something to think about. But people would just post and yell at it anyway.
Yeah, it happens. the old G-Doc, going through those rankings in the offseason.
Oh, my G-Doc for all the ranks. Yeah, so it may surprise you, but we don't have some sort of fancy ranking tool that we're using.
Ranking tool? We have fingers and a keyboard. What are we a tool for?
I know. I think we did pretty good. I'm going to pull up the race right now. I think they always, they come out in a little spreadsheet and look pretty cool. That's something that I completely developed myself, as opposed to, Gray does his, complete write-ups, and then they have just that one spreadsheet that doesn't have, the blurbs next to it. I don't know. I was really proud of how we put together the ranks.
Oh, yeah, and Rudy. Rudy did a lot for us.
Yeah, he put them in as a sortable. The sortable stuff. The overall rankings post, I'm looking at it and getting nostalgic. I think more because of knowing how much time went into it than the actual, the overall product I think looked good. We took this thing and I say we wholeheartedly because Slim's been with me for the last 4 years. We took this thing as a nothing. Like we had no, I was given a blank slate for this, and so it's all our brainchild.
Yeah, I stopped asking what the numbers were. You just kept telling me, oh, they're good. Keep getting better.
Yeah, it was cool. Our numbers in September, October, November for the last couple years really meant a lot. It was a stark amount of readers, listeners, etc., etc. It meant a lot. All the comments meant a lot. Damn it, Slim, you're making me turn emo. Need more beer.
Emo? Okay. It's better than emu.
I probably look kind of like an emu. I'm very tall and very, gawky. Is that the right word?
Gawky? No.
Awkward?
It's probably not the right word. I guess people stare, but...
people do look and
people
stare.
People stared at your head shaving or whatever that was.
Oh my god, the highest Greg Kite head shaving. Utter disaster. That's why you don't go to Supercuts and ask them to shave something in your head.
Yes.
Just advice for you out there.
Yeah, I might have gone a different route there.
I didn't know where to go. I don't know where.
Isn't something you do. You don't get the Nike check every couple of weeks.
Yeah, huh? I don't know. I mean, if Ice Cube had barber shop down the street, I'd go there. But I don't know what I have no idea.
Yeah, I know.
What else did we do in our crazy times here?
I mean, all the nicknames were fun.
Yeah, I did that in my final daily notes. Did we have any that I forgot? I'm sure there. I mean, obviously there are several, but
no. I mean, I'm always gonna have a special place in my heart for Raymond Felton now.
I know. Well, a special place in your stomach, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
roly-poly.
I did forget this nickname. Hold on. It's going to take forever to load.
Oh, you left it out on purpose.
Can you hear it this time?
Yeah, you got it right.
I'm actually playing it off my iPad to make it work. I can't play it on my computer anymore. Kristaps. Poison Goose. That was all you too, Slim. That was your name.
I mean, once I heard that, that song was just perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everything you want out of a 90s rap video.
It was more current than that. Don't you besmirch other countries' rap.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to try to pronounce any of that, are you?
No.
I know you're gonna miss Bajelica.
Bajelica! No! Bajelica. You know, I own him in REO, and I might keep him. I'm hoping they trade Choo Choo the Jang Train. That's another one I left out. The Jang Train.
Yeah.
Did you see what IT Two Thirds did in the playoffs with this 53-point game?
Yeah, they're up 2-0 now, aren't they?
Yeah. IT Two Thirds taking over.
Yeah, I mean, Occupy always worked out well.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones. I mean, that was one of our, like, we hit a home run with a rank right out of the gate. That helped with some credibility, that's for sure.
That gives us credibility. Okay.
Yeah, why not? I even put it on Twitter, and I found the link of it. That year we had him ranked 93, and the next highest was 103. Our friend Justin Fan from Basketball Monster. Remember, we kept calling him out that he had good ranks.
Yeah, no, he was matching with us, rank for rank.
Yeah, so that was a cool one. The Virgin, I put that graphic back up. That was a fun one. The Fournier-year-old version. Embiid.
Yeah, far more visual.
Yeah, that one's quite a graphic. I'm gonna miss doing my Photoshop nonsense. I wish I had more time to work on it more.
You spent many hours working on my picture. I appreciate that.
I did. We had to go back and forth, and I'm looking at it again now, and it could use better work. It looks a little muddled now, your picture. And that's you, by the way, just so everyone knows.
Half.
I'm going to call it more you than not.
Okay. we need some kind of like Instagram filter on that.
Yeah, that's true. You did one of the, your last post was one of the REL updates. You must have filled in for me.
Oh, wow. JB on vacation. That did not happen often.
Man, you did a daily notes on January 1st, 2015, and you had 103 comments. How did you handle that?
Oh, I remember the first joke I made. No, man, that writing stuff, that was tough.
Yeah. I think one of my first posts might have been about Thomas Robinson. It's hard to believe that he was around that long. Hold on, I never even looked back at this. I did look back and see.
Oh, what that post you saw of mine? There's a Hassan Whiteside in there.
Really?
That was the time I had to put him into the computer because he wasn't even in the system yet.
Oh, you had to add him as a tag, and he wasn't in there yet.
Yeah.
I remember my first post for Razzball was a basketball or a football team preview for the Panthers. That was my very first post. Crazy.
All right.
My first post is NBA trades players, Razzball basketball trades editors. And it was right after the trade deadline.
Oh, live trade deadline. Whew, that was fun.
Man, Bobcats get
there. That was crazy.
Bobcats get Josh McRoberts. Magic get Hakeem Warwick. Oh God, I'm looking at some of these trades. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Tobias Harris was traded for Ish Smith. Didn't even know that. This is riveting podcasting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at least I'm not arguing with Arnie.
I don't have that ready on the iPads.
Yes!
The Rockets traded Marcus Morris for a second round pick? Yikes.
Okay.
Looking at the...
It's probably going to like Capella or something, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, so what was this? The 2013 trade deadline. Man, long time ago. Anyway, that's enough of that. Anything? What else do we got to say goodbye to? I've got to say goodbye to these last couple beers. Hopefully you're drinking with us.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, trying to think of what the name of the podcast should be. It's probably something on the lines of you have to take a drink every time JB says goodbye.
No, I already have the title in my head. It's JB and Slim signing off.
Okay.
You don't like it? No.
I mean, what's that, like Koppel or something?
Yeah, something like that. Makes us seem legit when we are, in fact, not at all.
No, that's the thing. All it takes is a little confidence to be legit.
Just
a little bit of little conviction, that's all.
Yeah, just ask Aaron Gordon and his last season here. Just need a little confidence.
Or a starting job.
I guess we needed confidence in a starting job. We were starting on this for a while.
Starting on what?
I don't know. We were the starters on this. We weren't off the bench. I never had a fill-in host, did I? Oh, Adam
no,
did a
No,
I
missed
bit.
A couple. You did a couple solo. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, did you ever leave? You never even listened to them, did you?
I might have. The most recent one I did.
That's
no,
all right.
I just couldn't, like, it, I would be yelling at the thing the whole time.
You'd be trying
like,
to.
No, that's not what I would have said. No.
Trying to talk back with me. That's awesome. Anything looking back on the years, a lot of laughs. A lot of people with very kind words saying that they're going to miss the podcast, but hopefully a couple of last comments will filter in here. Let's talk some movies. What are we going to be watching now that we're not doing basketball podcasts?
Oh, you got to watch Legion. It's out there, but it's good.
I've heard that that's really good. It's kind of X-Men related, but not...
Yeah, same universe at least, but it's got nothing really to do with that.
Uh-huh.
But... Yeah, it was a mm-hmm into the beer. You could hear the echo.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
It's got a lot... The main guy is schizophrenic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's got... mind powers, so it's pretty out there. I don't want to give stuff away, but you could have entire episodes that like didn't even happen.
Yeah, need to watch that one. Here, I'll give a audio tracker for this last one as we get out of here. There, so that'll be my tracker. Okay. Just listen as it gets deeper through the last few minutes of the podcast. Still trying to finish Lost. Oh, I restarted Sense8 because I got a 4K TV. Yeah. And
okay.
Netflix has 4K content. You can really tell the difference. It's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't really checked into that too much.
Do you remember last year or the year before? I said I needed to come visit so we could marathon Sense8 when it comes out. Well, it's about to come out for season 2.
That's a weird show to watch with like another dude sitting next to you.
Yeah, that's true. Like in the I rewatched the first episode and they're like they do a legit cutaway close up shot of a dildo being dropped and I'm like I turned to my friend because I watched it with a dude friend and I was like what was that shot for? Did we really need that?
Come on now, these are the people from Matrix. Everything has a purpose.
I know. Their quality has gone downhill since the Matrix, though. Well, until
Matrix 2 and 3, but yeah.
Well,
I guess.
I mean, what else? Like the Jupiter Ascending, that was terrible.
Oh, that was horrendous.
Yeah, and then didn't they do, they did Speed Racer, which was okay. And then they did, like...
Visually, that was, had some things going on.
Yeah. I kind of liked Cloud Atlas, but kind of not. I read the book.
I kind of couldn't stand more than half an hour of it.
I read the book, so I think that had me like it more than I probably should have. Because the book was
phenomenal. Well, you understood what was actually happening, which I don't think most people understand what's happening until they're 4 hours into the movie.
Yeah, well, you know that the South Korean girl from Sense8 was in that, so that was cool to see her.
All right. Spoiler alert? No, I guess not.
No, that's not a spoiler alert. Tom Hanks also in Sense8. No, he's not. I'm just kidding. What else? Anything else good to watch? I'm trying to think. I haven't really seen... Someone asked me recently for a good movie, and I told him Sicario. And I feel like I talked about that on the podcast like 3 months ago. That's how bad I've become with movies.
Yeah, you talked about that one.
Wife...
I mean, you do want to see the new action movie, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
I will eventually. I don't know if I need it.
The first one probably had the best music of the grouping.
Yeah.
The superhero genre.
The music was good. The feel was good. I liked the little, like, goofy ending. You know, it was all fine. It just... That's what I think of all these Marvel Universe ones. The ones that, like, oh, people love the Avengers and all. I'm like, they're okay. I'm just not that into them, I guess. I don't mind watching them once.
Well, no, they're not gonna, you know, they're no Memento.
No. Which is like, still awesome.
They're not asking you to think. That's going too far.
Yeah, I guess that's what the majority of movie audiences want, right?
Oh, no, yeah, the vast majority, I think, do not want to think while they watch a movie.
They want to turn their brains off.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Speaking of turning brains off, let's see how I'm doing. Improvement?
I guess.
I think
if you were double fisted and playing a song, I'd feel pretty good. It could be bad. Halfway through that, I'm like, I don't even should be finished.
Yeah.
Not alone in this conversation right now.
Yeah. So I think we're kind of towards the end here. Anyone you want to thank, Slim, or any other thoughts you have?
I mean, the commenters. That's absolutely what keeps me going.
Yeah, and I put that in my intro to my last daily notes. Oh, someone invited me to Rocket League. No, I'm not playing right now. Yeah, commenters are going to be the hardest thing to... Cause when people actually give their time to write a comment on a site about your writing or your thoughts or your ranks, like, you have no idea how good that fuels you, as knowing you have an audience that's actually reading what you're doing or listening to what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like, even though you're just... having internet conversations with people, it means a lot that you'd come by and talk to us. So I said as much as my last daily notes.
I've said it since the beginning. It's the most respectful place on the internet I have ever seen.
Yeah, as opposed to another side of something. I tried my best. Yes, the commenters and the community and everything.
Did you shush me?
No! What? Did I shush you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
That's not like you shushed me.
No, I shushed myself. Like,
Okay.
I'm starting to have no filter here because I'm on beer number 3.5? Something like that.
I know. I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
I know. I'm trying. Yeah, the community was just unbelievable. Like, not having people yell at other... I mean, there was a little bit at the beginning, but I think when everyone realized that this was a different place where people had good opinions and were smart fantasy basketball players and, you know, had different thoughts. I put this... I don't think I put this anywhere. I was talking to someone about it, that the RCLs were fucking hard as shit. Because our community is...
They were harder than any Yahoo Money League I played in.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, I feel like the second year we played in the Friends and Family, we just waltzed into the final.
Like, yeah, we injuries got us in the end, but...
Yeah,
it was...
I mean...
We're getting everyone we like, a round, two rounds beforehand.
And, like, I feel like we had no trouble getting to the final at all. And the RCLs, I'm getting knocked. I didn't make the playoffs in a couple leagues over the years. I'm getting knocked. That's great.
You play at like a Yahoo public league, and you know, you just set your lineup. That's all you have to do from the opening draft, and you'll make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's unreal how good you guys were in Razzball Nation at fantasy basketball. It's, you know, honestly, I'm not too sad seeing that go. Losing in my RCLs all the time. Screw all of you readers. I'm kidding, of course. You guys are awesome. And the fact that you knew basketball and weren't asking me like, oh my God, Anthony Davis shot 4 for 20 the first game. Should I drop him? Like, the fact we didn't get any of that was awesome.
There were occasionally some questions that, you know, but I think most of the time people ask the question they knew the answer to. They kind of said that in their question.
Yeah, just a very smart and rewarding back to us community, that's for sure. Anything else that you're thinking of?
I mean, I'm going to miss saying I mean.
Do you say I mean a lot?
Just on these. But yeah, all the time.
You do the...
That's my little trigger for I'm thinking real hard right now.
You do the sigh yeah a lot when I ask tough questions.
That's only when it's a hard question.
Yeah, well, I must ask a lot of hard questions because I remember that more than the I means. So you're like, oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'd say the yeahs are for a real answer and the I means are for trying to come up with a joke.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
I'm not really going to miss your trying to make me look stupid with taking somebody else over Gary Harris.
Oh, the make me... Yeah, you just picked KCP over Gary Harris. Yeah, my KCP addiction.
Every time. It's like, here, take this 4-game sample from this guy.
I did like 3 of those.
Take this
year.
Courtney Lee for the past week and a half.
Yeah, the Courtney Lee one. You got half a point out of that. So you can't be...
At least one something for that.
You can't be too angry. What else for you as you say goodbye?
Man, I'm not going anywhere. I still want to do the projections. I want to keep up with that.
Yeah,
and if he'll have me, I'm.
You know. I think the new brass will. The readers should look forward to that. You're not saying goodbye in that regard. You'll still be around. I will be mostly away, but we'll see what happens. Never say never. All that good stuff. Let's get a status check. How am I doing?
It's sounding pretty low.
I know. I'm on my last gulp here, which I think I should do as we sign off. What do you think?
I mean, unless you're going to start chugging warm beers.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we have been, I feel like we've talked about absolutely nothing for about a 50-minute podcast.
I hope so.
I think that's a good, a good barometer for our normal podcast, right?
Yeah, with a couple commercials, I guess.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm not going to miss the commercials.
No commercials on this one. This one's commercial free. Oh, really? Well, there's going to be one at the beginning, but...
Oh, okay.
But that's just built in. What can you do? All right, here's the last one. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, I think with that, it's time we get out of here for the last time. I want to thank all the listeners for the last 3 years. It really meant a ton to have you listen to us over the stretch. All the readers for my 4.5 years. Everyone dropping by, talking to Slim and I, talking basketball. As Slim mentioned, he's going to be around. We didn't die. You know, Slim will tell me if you ask for me, I'll be like who's the like if you ask for me three times they show up.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe J. Beetlejuice.
Or Candyman.
I like J. Beetlejuice better.
Beetlejuice, okay. Yeah.
So if you ask for
me, hey, you know, I made a friend for life.
Yeah. Wow, Slim. I appreciate
it. I mean, you're going to have to sit through my my golf thing for years. Years.
Yeah. That is weird. We became some two of our better friends just through doing this. I had fun visiting him last couple months ago for spring training. I think I might.
Yeah, except when you were yelling at me during the podcast.
I was yelling at you. I have a loud voice, Slim. I can't help it. I am a lot more energetic than you are. What do you want from me?
No, I picture your microphone like 15 feet away from you right now.
It's a good 5 feet, probably. but yeah, I'll probably come visit every year because that was so much fun playing golf and watching spring training. We'll have to do that again. That's really cool. You live close to all those stadiums too.
It's retirement life down here.
Yeah,
even when you're not retired.
Yeah, for sure. You got to see Tebow. Tebow.
See Tebow. Tebow. Yeah. Take that one to your grave. Okay.
That may be the most rewarding part of it. We may sound like through the years that we knew each other for a while before this. We didn't, you know, we just decided to do a podcast together. So I think that's about it. This is wrapping up my very last thing for Razzball. Six years.
You're about to close the book, put a little the end on the back cover.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the last page. You know when you read a book and you're on the last page and you see it doesn't quite fill out the page and you're like, man, I'm on the last page. That's what this is. So,
they still make books like with paper.
When you can't scroll any further and there's no more book left on your Kindle.
When the dimmer begins to go low.
So it means a lot having to step away, but looking forward to the future. Got some other hopes and dreams I want to do. Spend more time with the family. I've got
The dog is only a stepping stone. We all know what's coming next.
Yeah, that may happen. It's gonna be still a couple years. I hope. Oh, I don't know. that may happen. I think it's a good time. I John Elway'd it. I'm out on top. It was really fun. 4.5 years doing this and 3 years doing the podcast with you, Slim. So, I know I've said this 20 times, this podcast, and I'm a little drunk, but thanks everyone for listening. It meant the world. And, gonna miss Razzball basketball pretty dearly. So, thanks again, everyone. For the last time, I'm saying goodbye. Slim, you have to end this whole thing with a really big yes, sir.
You gotta set it up a little better than that.
How else am I supposed to end this thing?
With a goodbye.
I just said goodbye. I want you
You have a sign off too. It's not all me.
No, well, you have to say the last yes, sir, because that's how
I will. I have it saved up. I'm prepared.
All right. Well, thanks again, everyone. Follow me on Twitter at JB Gilpin. Keep up the basketball talk with me there. I'll always answer you. Keep in touch. Like I said, no one's dying. We'll still be alive and around. You'll just have to follow me in different places. So. At JB Gilpin for the last time away from the podcast. Goodbye, Razzball. We'll catch you down the line.
Yes, sir.